Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone. Thank you for joining me around the fireside tonight. My name is Joe, and I'm here to tell you a story. A story you almost certainly have heard before, but maybe not in its original form. A story of bricks and sticks and straw, of butter churns and cooking pots. A story of chinny chin chins. Proudly presenting the old family favourite, The Three Little Pigs. The original author of this story is unknown, but this version has been slightly rewritten by me. I really do hope you enjoy this rendition of this ancient tale. If you would like to hear more of this kind of thing, please let me know by leaving a comment, a like or review, or subscribing to whatever platform you're listening on. We are also crowdfunding for the continued existence and expansion of the show. Should you wish to get involved, please check out gofundme.com/talesbythefireside. Everything you do and every interaction you make really does mean the world. Now please, get comfortable, let go of the daylight, and join me for our story. The Story of the Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there was an old sow with three little pigs. And as she had not enough to keep them, she sent them out to seek their fortune. The first that went off met a man with a bundle of straw and said to him, "Please, man, give me that straw to build me a house." Which the man did, and the little pig built a house with it. Presently came along a wolf and knocked at the door and said, "Little pig, little pig, let me come in." "No, no, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin." "Then I'll huff and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in," said the wolf. So he huffed and he puffed, and he blew his house in, and ate up the little pig. The second pig met a man with a bundle of sticks, and said, "Please, man, give me those sticks to build a house." Which the man did, and the pig built his house. Then along came the wolf and said, "Little pig, little pig, let me come in." "No, no, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin." "Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." So he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed, and at last he blew the house down and ate up the second little pig. The third little pig met a man with a load of bricks and said, "Please, man, give me those bricks to build a house with." So the man gave him the bricks and he built his house with them. So the wolf came, as he did to the other little pigs, and said, "Little pig, little pig, let me come in." "No, no, not by the hair or my chinny chin chin." "Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." Well, he huffed and he puffed and he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed, but he could not get the house down. When he found that he could not, with all his huffing and his puffing, blow the house down, he said, "Little pig, I know where there is a nice field of turnips." "Where?" said the little pig. "Oh, in Mr. Smith's home field. And if you will be ready tomorrow morning, I will call for you and we will go together and get some for dinner." "Very well," said the little pig. "I will be ready. What time do you mean to go?"
"Oh, at 6 o'clock.
Well, the little pig got up at 5 and got the turnips and was home again before 6. When the wolf came, he said, "Little pig, are you ready?"
"Ready," said the little pig. "I have been and come back again and got a nice potful for dinner."
The wolf felt very angry at this, but thought he would be able to get the little pig somehow or other. So he said, "Little pig, I know where there is a nice apple tree."
"Where?" said the pig.
"Down at Merry Garden," replied the wolf. "And if you will not deceive me, I will come for you at 5 o'clock tomorrow, and we will go together and get some apples." Well, the little pig woke at 4 the next morning and bustled up and went off for the apples, hoping to get back before the wolf came. But he had farther to go and had to climb the tree, so that just as he was coming down from it, he saw the wolf coming, which, as you may suppose, frightened him very much. When the wolf came up, he said, "Little pig, what? What are you doing here before me? Are they nice apples?"
"Yes, very," said the little pig. "I will throw you down one."
And he threw it so far away that while the wolf was gone to pick it up, the little pig jumped down and ran home. The next day, the wolf came again and said to the little pig, "Little pig, there is a fair in the town this afternoon. Will you go?"
"Oh, yes," said the pig. "I will go. What time shall you be ready?"
"At 3, said the wolf. So the little pig went off before the time, as usual, and got to the fair and bought a butter churn and was on his way home with it when he saw the wolf coming. Then he could not decide what to do, so he got into the churn to hide, and in doing so turned it round, and it began to roll, and rolled down the hill with the pig inside it, which frightened the wolf so much that he ran home without going to the fair. He went to the little pig's house and told him how frightened he had been by a great round thing which came down the hill past him. Then the little pig said, "Ha, I frightened you, did I? I had been to the fair and bought a butter churn, and when I saw you I got into it and rolled down the hill." Then the wolf was very angry indeed and declared he would eat up the little pig and that he would get down the chimney after him. When the little pig saw what he was doing, he made up a blazing fire and hung a pot full of water beneath the chimney. And just as the wolf was coming down, he took off the cover of the pot, and in fell the wolf. And the little pig put on the cover again in an instant. boiled him up, and ate him for supper. And the little pig lived happily ever after. The end. Good night.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.